Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And a good Saturday morning to you, and thanks to the help you receive from ASE Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. We'll get you through this next season, which looks like winter will be officially arriving in more ways than one. Good morning to you, Dan Burns.
Good morning, Denny. How are you, sir?
I am quite well, thank you very much, and I hope you and your family are doing well, and all the good crew, the good folks at Lloyd's Automotive. How was the week? I always ask you if it's busy. It usually is busy, and I guess that's good news, isn't it?
Yeah, we have been very busy, which is good news. That's what we're here to do. And the whole crew and my whole family and everybody in my world is staying healthy and safe. And so I guess I feel good that the precautions that we have been taking are sufficient and seem to be working just right. So that's good news. You know, this has gone on for a good long time now. So, I think we have an accurate measurement of what we're doing.
No, I think you're right. And for those that maybe have not visited Lloyd's Automotive, at least for a while, well, what is the process? I mean, if I were to, which I've done, brought my vehicle in for, let's say, an oil change, you've got good distance. You've got a table right there in front where you can drop the keys off. So you don't, what do they used to say, untouched by human hands. But, of course, on the other side of the table there, of course, there are some humans like Jimmy and Nick and those guys helping
out. The good news is that our type of business requires a service bay, and the service bays are pretty well spread out. So when the guys are in their service bays, we're not requiring them to wear masks. But if they leave their service bay to go up to the office to talk to their service writer or to do what, you know, to go throughout the shop, then you are required to have your mask on. And we've, pretty much not closed the office. You're welcome to come in the office, but we're keeping you a safe distance from any of our employees and, you know, handling the transactions as best we can from a distance. And it's working great. We actually have a little swimming net a swimming pool skimmer net that we're reaching across to that little table and getting keys and credit cards and all that sort of stuff. So it's a significant difference or a distance, and it seems to be working just fine.
It is indeed, and that's good. We're glad you're doing that. If you have any kind of a car care question, keep in mind that Dan will be here for, a little over a half hour from now until Jack Farrell steps in. So if you have any kind of issue with your car, truck, or van, and you need to bring it in for service at your favorite shop or your favorite dealer, call Dan or send a text. It's the same number. But don't wait. If you have an idea of what you might want to ask Dan, call it in, text it in right away at 651-989-9226. Again, the same number applies to either a phone call if you want to chat with Dan or your text. And folks are doing that already. Let me read a text, Dan. It's a couple of, not a paragraph or two, but it's I'll try to trim it up here. Texter wants to know, I park my car outside. The battery is about 2 years old. If I put a trickle charger on it, does that diminish the, age of the battery? Will that diminish its lifespan if he or she uses a trickle charger on this 2-year-old battery?
Yeah, it will not. In fact, it's good for a battery to stay fully charged. So that's what you want to do. You want to keep it fully charged. It won't freeze. It won't go dead. And that's how the longevity of a battery is. It will do best when it's fully charged.
All right, very good. Good news there. Thank you for that text. Let's grab a phone call from Dan, who's calling in from Greenfield, I believe. Dan, you are on with Dan.
Yeah, good morning. Some car I'm working on, and I replaced the front-end dress kit, and it came with a new power steering pump. I'm having problems with the level staying consistent. I got the noise to quiet down by static bleeding it, and the instruction says to fill the fluid to the bottom of the reservoir, which I did. Let the car run for 15, 20 minutes. Everything was good. The next morning, which is 24 hours later, I checked the fluid, which I did. Let the car run for 15, 20 minutes. Everything was good. The next morning, which is 24 hours later, I checked the fluid, and it was all the way to the top. When I pulled the cover off, it spilled over to the top. So my question is air getting introduced into the system? And there's no signs of leaks anywhere, so I'm kind of puzzled on which way to go.
You know, there those power steering issues and fluid levels can be kind of funny, and so I think what you should do is check the level check the level of it when it's at its highest point, like that morning where you had it, you obviously had it overfilled. The fact that by morning was able to spit some fluid out and drain it back out. So I think what I would do is at that point, I would bring it down to the full level and see how that works for you. But I don't think that you're getting air introduced into the system unless the pump or something like that is defective and not working properly. But I think if you just establish a full level now that you've gotten all the air out of the system, I think that it will work just fine for you.
All right, very good. Thank you, Dan. 651-989-9226 is our phone number and text number. I'm going to grab a text here, and then we'll take a break and get Bill from Chanhassen's call online. Here's an 01 F-150, Dan. 198,000 miles on it. Vibrates a lot when letting off the gas to slow down, but if I slow down using brakes but keep pushing the gas a little, it won't vibrate while slowing down. What do you think is going on there?
Well, I think that sounds kind of like you've got something going on in your drivetrain, maybe a drive shaft, maybe a U-joint, something like that. But if you keep your foot on the gas a little bit while you're braking, you're keeping tension, you're keeping pressure on the drivetrain, and so that it's not able to get loose and flop around. And it sounds to me like that, like something like that, like is going on. So what I would do is get it up on the hoist and check the drive axles and the drive shaft, and see if you have something loose going on there. Maybe the carrier bearing, something like that. But it sounds like something in the drive train is loose, and when there's no tension on it, it's shaking, and you're feeling that.
Very good. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, Dan. I'm alerting Bill, you're going to be next on the phone, and we have a line open if you want to chat with Dan or send a text, 651-989-9226. We'll take this break, back with more of CCO's Car Care Show on this Saturday in CCO Land on News Talk 830 WCCO. Back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Exactly where in St. Paul, Dan?
Well, we are exactly at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give us a call. We'll be there this morning, in fact, at 651-228-1316.
I want to get Bill and Chanhassen's call up here, but I just wanted to alert our listeners. We're getting some information about the area around Lakeville, Burnsville, Apple Valley, some glare ice on those metro roads. So be aware. at least in that particular point. Haven't read or heard about anything else. So thank you for that tip. Let's get to the phones. Bill in Chanhassen has been waiting there. We thank you for that, Bill. What is your question?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks, guys. I am obviously, I'll state I'm a DIY. I have a 2007 Honda Pilot. It's got 206,000 miles. I've meticulously maintained it for the last 100,000 miles. Oil changes, etc. Water pump, timing belt, valve jobs, etc. I continually get a PO code of 600 to 606, and I brought it in to Honda, and it basically states that it's a misfire on every cylinder. They tell me to change the spark plugs. I've changed the spark plugs more than once. I've redone the valve job. The clearances are right, and I cannot get the check engine light to go away.
Can you tell if you have a misfire going on all the cylinders, it would not likely be a spark plug because it wouldn't be all of them. So if it's misfiring on all the cylinders, we need to look at something that would be common to all the cylinders. And something more likely would be a fuel delivery problem that's going on, or perhaps a vacuum leak if air is getting introduced into the engine where it's not supposed to. Things like that will cause a rich or lean fuel mixture, and if that's going on, that would affect all the cylinders, and the spark thing probably not, because it wouldn't. They're not related where it would cause all of the cylinders to be posting a code like that. So I think you need to look more at air fuel mixture type things and, your fuel trims and stuff like that. You know, if it was hooked up to my computer, I could look at it and see what was going on, what is out of range. And once you know when the things are something that's out of range, then you can go after it and see what's causing that. But without hooking up to the equipment, it's pretty difficult to guess what it might be. But like I say, if I could see it on my computer, I'd probably be able to pick it right out and see what's going on.
Sure. All right, Bill, thanks for the call. 651-989-9226 is our phone number. It's also our text number. Here, speaking of which, here's one. It says, I changed the fresh air actuator motor under the dashboard on my Impala. It was hard, but I got it. How much money did I really save doing it myself? What do you think, Dan?
Yeah, I don't know. Quite a bit. I don't know how difficult it is to go after. And those actuator motors sometimes are right there and are very simple. And sometimes they're very difficult to get at. And you have to you have to move a bunch of stuff to get at it. So I don't know what the hourly charge would be for that particular actuator motor, but I'm sure that it's at least a couple of $100 that you saved, and maybe more than that.
How about that? Very good. Again, 651-989-9226. Good morning. This texter says, I have a 2007 BMW 530i. I turned it on yesterday, and I heard a click, 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 click coming from the engine. I did not drive it because I was not sure what was causing it or what damage would be done if I did drive it. Do you have any thoughts? Thank you.
Well, I think you did the right thing. Click, click, click. One of the things that can cause a click going on in your engine would be a lack of oil pressure due to a lack of oil or an oil pump or something like that that would be causing that problem. So I think until you can get it professionally diagnosed, I think that you did the right thing by not driving it. Now the question would be is if you're going to choose to have it towed, to a shop rather than driving it there yourself. And I can't really speak to that without being able to hear the noise myself. So I don't know, but usually follow your gut. If you think it's something that is going to cause more damage, then you probably should have it towed and not risk doing significant engine damage. But there's a whole bunch of things aside from oil pressure that could be causing clicking going on underneath the hood, any kind of bearing or anything that's moving under there could cause a clicking noise, and so it might not be something that's dangerous to drive, but I wouldn't know that without hearing it.
Yeah, sure. But they did the right thing, you think, in that case?
I think so, at least in the short term. And then,
yeah,
you know, do your best to assess it yourself and make a decision about having it towed. But when in doubt, try and be conservative, because, you know, a tow's cheaper than an engine.
That's true. Absolutely. All right. We have about 12, 13 more minutes or so to go in the show. So if you have a question, we do have texters we want to handle. And if you want to call in your question, 651-989-9226. Bill, you hang on. We'll get to your call right after the break. And we're going to look at that forecast, too, coming up next. Here on News Talk 830 WC. And welcome back to the remaining minutes of CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long, along with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. We'll let you know how to get in touch with Dan just before he leaves us. Dan, we still have callers and texters to help out here. Let's do a little lightning round here. Bill, I think, is still waiting in Hutch for a question. Go ahead, Bill. Thank you.
Yeah, good morning. I've got a 2011 Jeep Compass, and toward the end of last winter, when it was still cold enough, the windows in the back of the vehicle would be just soaking wet, dripping wet. I'd have to run my defroster to keep them from getting all that moisture, and it's been fine ever since then. I'm just wondering if I'm going to have the same problem this winter. Might.
Yeah, well, the moisture is being introduced into your car most often from passengers by breathing. We have, you know, you get moisture in a car, and it's a confined area. So if you have more than one passenger, or if you're in there for, you know, an extended period of time, moisture is going to happen. The vehicle's way of dealing with that is to actually run the air conditioning a little bit to keep that air circulating and fresh and dry the air out in the process. So that's what it does. That's how it takes care of it. So if you're running your defroster to take care of that moisture, I think that's exactly the right thing to do, because it will take the moisture out of the car. And then the other thing that you might do is not recirculate the air, but set your HVAC system to the fresh air mode so that fresh air comes to the vehicle, because you know, that winter air is pretty dry. So yeah, that's what I would recommend.
All right, Bill, thank you. Let's see who's next. Joyce is calling in, I believe, from Stillwater this morning. Thank you, Joyce. What's your question for Dan?
Yes, I have a 2015 Dodge, and I took it into my dealer yesterday. They put a cabin filter in, and now my heater fan makes a loud noise. Why would that be?
Well, you need to take that back to them and ask them about that, because maybe the filter didn't get installed exactly correctly, and the fan motor is rubbing on it. Or what can happen sometimes is a piece of debris that's sitting on top of that filter. When you remove the old filter, some of that debris will fall down into the blower motor. And so something like that has happened. So I think that if you take it back and tell them what's going on, they'll be happy to take care of that for you. But I think something just didn't go right, and if they take another look at it, it'll be just fine.
Good. All right. Let's see who's next. Final call. Kelly is calling in from West St. Paul this morning. Kelly, you're on CCO. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'd like to share some decades of experience of extending battery life. The last mm-hmm. specialty car I sold, the battery was 13 years old, and as far as I know, it's still running the car. My first thing I learned is never use a trickle charger. They cannot be left on a battery very long because they will overcharge and wreck a battery. On non-computer cars, what I do when I store them, I disconnect the negative battery cable, and every 3 months, I put a battery charger on it at the lowest charging rate for less than 8 hours. Less than 8 hours every 3 months, and that works fine. the best thing is to use a battery maintainer because they will not overcharge a battery like a trickle charger. So on all my modern cars that I store, I just leave a battery maintainer on them all the time, and I get very long battery life, and my cars start right up in spring when I want to reuse them.
All right, let's get Dan's comment before we take our leave today. What do you think, Dan?
Oh, he's exactly right, and the difference is the terms. The battery maintainer keeps a battery fully charged, but when the battery is fully charged, it shuts off. A trickle charger, by definition, continues to charge the battery at all times. So he's exactly right. It's the terms that we weren't correct on that earlier call. The battery maintainer is what you want to use, not the trickle charger. So thank you for clearing that up. That's exactly right.
All right. One final text here, and I'm not sure you don't have a manual in front of you, but question is, does the 2011 Toyota Camry four-cylinder use a timing belt or chain?
I do not know that without a 2011
Camry.
Four-cylinder is probably a timing chain, but I do not know without looking that up.
All right. We can send you home with some homework, and we'll talk about that next week. Well, Dan,
that
I know we have to head out of here. I want to wish you and your family and all the good folks at Lloyd's a very Merry Christmas, and stay healthy. And can we talk next week?
I think we should do that, Denny. That'd be great.
All right. Merry Christmas, Dan. Thanks for your help.
Thanks.
What's your phone number at Lloyd's?
Well, give us a call today, actually, 651-228-1316.
Excellent. All right, Dan. Talk next week. Dan Burns.
Thank you.
From Lloyd's Automotive. Jack Farrell straight ahead here on CCO.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.